My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He's now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. In his distinguished 36-year military career, he was an original member of the Delta Force and later commanded some of those troops. He was the commander of all Green Berets and ultimately rose to the level of Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. His great experience with Special Forces gives him a special qualification to speak on the immense popularity of the movie American Sniper, which continues to set box office records, but also has sparked some political debate in this country, of course, over the past few weeks as well. And General, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
I am so glad to be with you. Thank you.
Sir, why do you believe this movie is resonating so much? Is it it's just well done? Is there something about Chris Kyle's story? Is it the two of them together? What do you think is what is making this such a historic picture?
Well, I think that it's one of the most realistic portrayals of the actual toll of war, not only the death and the injury of Americans as well as, you know, the enemy fighters, but also the emotional toll. And I think that the movie does a very good job of bringing out what happens to a person when they're in an environment like that and exposed to so much killing and carnage and so forth. And I think that they show that very accurately in terms of Bradley Cooper's character there as he plays Chris Kyle.
Chris Kyle, of course, was the most lethal sniper in American history. He was a Navy SEAL, and some folks have even said, General, that his work, I believe it was during the Battle of Fallujah, in many ways saved significant parts of the mission. What's your experience with snipers and the role they play, particularly in major combat roles?
Well, a good sniper is irreplaceable, and a good sniper who is really good at not just, you know, his marksmanship, but is mentally is switched on to sort of understand the environment and know where he should be observing and what looks out of place and that knows when and when not to pull that trigger is very critical to the mission. But more importantly, a good sniper that can give directions to a foot patrol or a convoy, verbal directions to them of things to avoid, of places to go or maneuver, is just as important as actually being able to take a shot.
And his ability in that area was just as remarkable as his marksmanship?
Absolutely. I mean, for him to be able to tell them how to avoid an IED or avoid an ambush or avoid something that looked clearly suspicious to him based on his savvy, his understanding of the environment was, absolutely saved an untold number of lives.
We're talking with Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General. Sir, as you know, there's a considerable amount of a political debate, despite the record number of Americans going to see this movie. Some on the left, Michael Moore, Seth Rogen, various reporters at MSNBC have gone on anywhere from saying this is like propaganda at the end of Inglourious Basterds to snipers are cowards. That's what Michael Moore said. And then what reporter at MSNBC said he was a racist going on killing sprees. Why do you think this has turned into such a political debate with at least a considerable amount of vitriol coming what seems like from the American left?
Well, first of all, does anybody really care what Michael Moore thinks? Does anybody care what Seth Rogen thinks? I mean, I certainly don't. I don't think most of the people that I know care what they think about this. Look, this humanized the character there. It humanized an American hero. It also, again, was a very realistic portrayal of the toll, the price that's paid in wartime. And the left has been so anti-Iraq, anti-Afghanistan, anti-war, and what this is doing is not glorifying war. I think just the opposite. It is not portraying the American soldier as a bloodthirsty, drug-crazed psychopath, as so many of the Vietnam-era movies did, but it is portraying him as a human. And it's showing the toll that it takes on them. And I think the left is so anti-war. The left wants heroes to be people from the left, And when you make heroes out of people that are clearly patriots, that are conservatives, that have a deep appreciation for the First Amendment, not only the freedom of religion, but also the freedom of speech, I think that it's just too much for the left. But who cares? Who cares what they say? Hollywood's laughing all the way to the bank with the record-breaking movie, all-time record-breaking movie.
Which leads right into the follow-up. What does it say to you that so many Americans, we've talked about why you think they're motivated to see this movie. What does it tell you that they're responding in the way that they are?
Well, there was a movie recently with Brad Pitt called Fury. It was a great, entertaining movie, but it had no theme to it. It had no objective lesson to it. This one actually has a human interest theme. First of all, it's real. It's about the life of a real American hero. And I think that Americans are so fed up with what they see in terms of a lack of leadership in our Congress and the White House and every sector of our society that they are drawn to a movie like this because it shows a real hero, a real leader, a person that understands what their transcendent cause is, what's worth fighting, sacrificing, and even dying for. That's a very strong and powerful message, and I think it attracts Americans to it.
In general, what do you hope this compels folks to do, in addition to understanding what life is like in the war zone, what it does to a family, whether it's how they reach out to returning veterans in their own communities or any other way, whether it's everyday citizens, leaders in Congress, the president? How do you hope that respect or attention to veteran or veterans' issues comes out of this?
Well, what I hope comes out of it is that people really begin to understand the toll of war. I hope they understand veterans have paid a dear price, and I hope that translates into programs to hire veterans, to support veterans and their families, and also to support our active duty military with pressure on Congress to stop the reduction of pay and benefits and these sequestration cuts and all of this. I hope that it gets America fired up to want to have a strong military and to want to take care of our veterans instead of letting them die at VA facilities because they can't get a colonoscopy or something. You know, that's just one of the most egregious tragedies in the last 50 years, I think.
General, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, he is now Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, spent 36 years in uniform to this country, original member of the Delta Force, commander of all Green Berets, and eventually the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.